There's a wonderful secret in the great green meadow. Oh, but it's a caterpillar secret, and only caterpillars can ever find it. Want to know how you can find it? Be a caterpillar. Be creepy, crawly caterpillar with 14 feet and a soft, furry coat, and go creeping and crawling. Creeping and crawling, creeping and looking high and low, and all around with two big shiny eyes. Creeping and looking for the wonderful secret. On and on goes Creepy Crawly through the great green meadow. Suddenly he stops and listens. Could that be the secret? No, that's just the robin saying hello. And that? It's just the big old bullfrog trying to sing with the merry brook. Now Creepy Crawly puts his paw behind his ear, the better to hear. Oh, the wonderful secret! It's children, and I can play, he says to himself. He crawls faster than before, hurrying to play. But the children don't see Creepy Crawly, so he reaches out to the little girl in pretty green socks and tags her. Oh! Go away, Creepy Crawly Caterpillar with your funny fuzzy coat. It tickles. Go away! Poor Creepy Crawly is left all alone. No, that isn't the secret either. And he drops his head. He crawls slowly and sadly all around the mulberry bush, looking for a place to hide so no one will make fun of his funny, fuzzy coat. Creeping and crawling, when he sees a beautiful heart-shaped mulberry leaf waving to him and inviting him to hide behind her. So he wipes the tears away and, stretching his front feet up, up high, and falls down. Again he stretches up, up, up higher, and falls down. Stand on your hind feet, stretch tall and hold to me, calls the leaf, and he does. He makes it. And he turns around and round, spinning a blanket house to cover himself from head to toe. Spinning and spinning, he turns round and round until he's finished. And oh, it's all dark in his blanket house. But he isn't afraid because, listen. The gentle wind is humming a lullaby to him and swinging him up and down like a baby. He's swinging and swinging, and wishing, too. Wishing he could someday see the flower faces, that he could play tag with the children, and wishing, too, that no one would ever chase him again. And then he isn't wishing at all. Creepy Crawly sleeps. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7 months. And while he's sleeping, the wind blows cold on him and whistles. The snowflakes flutter and dance around him. And the rain patters on his blanket house. But Creepy Crawly doesn't know it. He's sleeping inside his warm blanket house. Now one day, Creepy Crawly knows that something is happening outside. He can just feel it in his bones. It's spring, so he yawns and stretches. And he cracks his blanket house wide open. And the light rushes in. Creepy Crawly sees the wonderful secret. It's wings! Beautiful golden wings! And his funny, fuzzy coat is gone. He stands up, and his wings unfold. Beautiful golden wings. And he turns all around to show them to himself. His wings are still damp with newness. He flutters them up and down to dry. And suddenly, he's flying! Creepy Crawly is turned into a butterfly, and he is gone, dancing in the air, high over the meadow, looking in the flower faces, now and then fluttering down to play tag with the children. But now he lights on a flower face near the little girl in pretty green socks. "Hello, you beautiful golden butterfly," she cries. "We like to play with you. But tell me, will you please, where is the creepy crawly caterpillar with the funny fuzzy coat that tickles?" But Creepy Crawly didn't say. He just spreads his wings and flies away.